Yeah, and also, you know, you could pick a digital mode at that time, because all the radios, all the digital radios will do, you know, you want a dual bander, and all your dual banders will do VHF, UHF, and then if you pick one that also does a digital mode, you know, that's just a bonus. You don't have to use it. Now, you don't have to do that. Dakota's got a Yaesu 150, real nice radio. I don't know what they're going for. He can comment on that when it comes back around. But, and there are radios, not the big, we got, what, just like in cars, we got the big three. You got the big three in ham radio. You got Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM. And, you know, you stick with one of those, you'll be good. Although Kenwood really doesn't have any affordable mobiles. They've got really expensive mobiles or unavailable mobiles. ICOM and Yaesu, you can find something. But, yeah, your last transmission, we can tell you're on a handheld. Like I said, it is working for you, but we know you're on a handheld because you've got a constant bacon fry and you drop out and stuff like that. You know, not that it's a problem, but it just, you know, just because, you know, it's something you would, I can tell by the way your signal is right now, if you had a mobile, you'd be rock solid. So, and so it would make a huge difference for you. At least on this repeater, of course, you know, there may be other repeaters that you wouldn't even be able to access otherwise, and then some that you're working fine even with the handheld. All depends on where they're at. All right, anyhow, I think that's one of the first things we recommend. Don't mess around. Get a mobile. Dakota, what is that one you got, the 150? What's that something like that going for? W8FU.